Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. 800-531-3815. Tim Berry is our guest. He's our good friend and original member of our Brain Trust, the president of Palo Alto Software, one of my sponsor partners, and just the world's business planning expert. Tim, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. He's also the author of Hurdle, one of the books that he's written. This one, it's called Hurdle, the book on business planning. Tim, one of the things I know you want to talk about today is about the continuum, what you call the continuum between strategy and planning, and yeah, and how they relate. Now, I want you to break that down for us a little bit.
Well, I think that breakdown is important, Jim, because they're very closely related, obviously, but strategy isn't necessarily planning, and strategy should be included in planning. Some plans are strategic, some plans are operational, so on and so forth. So, yes, I think sometimes we can gain by taking the strategic focus, which then changes the plan so that it's looking long-term and it's looking at priorities in a different way. It's the content of the plan when it's a strategic plan differs a little bit from the classic business plan.
All right, what's the difference in a classic business plan and a strategic business plan?
The first difference, the first distinction for strategy is that it's a longer-term thing. It's funny with strategy because the whole literature of business is full of strategy, and you have strategic frameworks, and you have a lot of intellectualizing on strategy. But when you pull it down and say, okay, but really, after the Harvard Business Review is done and the PhDs have gone home, what's left as strategy? And what's left is that if it's not moving you in a defined direction over 3 years, say, it's not really strategic. Nothing strategic happens that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So the real first point in strategy is you've got to be focused in the long term. And here's kind of a surprising sentence that comes up with strategy. We'll see if it's surprising to you, Jim. I am more and more convinced as I work with strategy for companies that it's better to have a mediocre strategy consistently applied over a period of years than a series of brilliant strategies that each lasts only a few months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I that doesn't surprise me, and I think you're exactly right. Let me ask you this question, though, just before we leave the differences. Do you consider a classic business plan to be a little more vertical and a strategic business plan to be more horizontal? Is that sort of a graphic way to describe it?
In some cases, yes. I don't
meaning a classic business plan It proposes some specific things, but maybe doesn't give you the mechanism to not only make it happen but also to sustain that execution. Whereas a strategic business plan sort of presumes the validity of what's being proposed and says, you know, now let's make it happen and let's replicate that.
Huh. No, that's another, I mean, a very useful way to do it. But no, in my terms, the strategy is related to conceptually up above the plan. It happens before the plan and at a higher level and more long term. And then the strategic plan, its most critical point is a strategic plan is making sure that strategy is not just blue sky stuff. The strategic plan says, okay, for each of our strategies, and there can be just a select few because of priorities, what are the tactics that make it real? And those tactics are developed below the strategies. Your strategy of focusing on construction industry has tactics like developing this software, developing this these marketing tools, developing this new sales. Those are tactics.
Mm-hmm.
Strategy without tactics is just empty blue sky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then below tactics, supporting tactics and making them real are the actual business activities.
When we hang on to that, Tim, when we come back, folks, we're going to get Tim to explain to us how to create these tactics, how to make them part of the critical part of strategy. Right after these messages, 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Tim Berry, the president and the founder of Palo Alto Software. We're back. It's 17 till. Some of our shows coming up, some of our folks coming up in the show straight ahead, Elise Bennon, Tom Masacker, Jim Ballard, RKC and Cuddy, Wally Bach, a new friend, Beth Westbrook, Brad Huskin, on and on. Lots of outstanding individuals who can't wait to join us on this show to talk to you about how to make things better for you and your small business. And one of those folks is our good friend this half hour, Tim Berry, the president of Palo Alto Software. And Tim, give us your website, please.
www.bplans.com, BPLANS.com.
That's the site where you can go to find out what a business plan looks like, folks. How many you got up there now? How many sample plans you got up there now, Tim?
It's more than five dozen business plans, and then we've got a couple dozen marketing plans, and there's some web plans and some advertising plans. So.
Yeah.
We've been building that library for years now.
And, folks, that's the site that is just an outstanding site, because one of the things that you'll find, the first thing that you'll learn, I mean, you will learn something at that site, and then, you know, you can buy stuff. You can buy their program there if you want to. You can link over. You actually can't buy it from that site, I don't think. You got to link over to their commercial site, so to speak. But this is an outstanding resource, and it's one of the reasons why Palo Alto has been successful is because they give back first. They don't give back after they have success. They give back first, and then they have success. And, Tim, again, I want to thank you for making those resources available.
Maybe there's a lesson there. I like the way you say that. They give back first.
You do. Well, there's no question about it.
Well, yes.
Well, you're one of the few guys that when I ask them for their business, for their website, who doesn't give me the one where people can buy stuff. I mean, you always give us the site where they actually can't buy anything at that moment. And so that's the, you know, Tim's an example of the kind of quality of individuals we have in the Brain Trust, folks. You know, you've heard me say it before. Let's say it all together. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Tim, I want to get to strategies and tactics, but before we do, I want you to say something else again that you said a minute ago, because I think this bears repeating. Say again what you said about your preference for a bold strategy that doesn't last, or and a mediocre strategy that's sustained. Say that again.
What it is, Jim, is that it's better to have a mediocre strategy consistently applied over several years than a series of brilliant strategies, each of which lasts only a few months.
Now, let me put this in historical context, folks. The brilliant strategy that just lasts a short period of time, that was what happened in the late 90s.
To many companies, yes.
The first thing that he mentioned, a mediocre strategy, sustainable over a long period of time, that's what we've got right now in the terms of the economy growing 3% a year, year over year. You see my point, Tim?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you're exactly right, and I'll tell you something. That advice, that wisdom is not lost on my audience. Small business owners, that's the creed we live by.
Oh, yes.
We're not sprinters. We're distance runners.
Yes. And now we talked about strategy, tactics, and programs, but we really haven't. There's a couple other short things that carry a lot of content, but to distinguish, say, a strategic plan from a plan that isn't strategic, we mentioned the first one is long-term, but can we look at a couple others?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because Number two is a strategic plan has to focus. Strategy is focus. You can't do everything. So one of the most powerful thrusts of strategy is focusing in on those things that are most important, and the phrase comes in, most strategic. As you go about small business, and of course, for your audience, I too am in small business. As you go about small business, you'll find when you're operating a strategic plan that it comes up. No, that's not strategic. This is strategic. And it helps you to decide as the day gets full of return phone calls and fires to put out and so on. The strategic plan is a reminder that there is a direction in which you want to go, and you can't do everything, so you have to do those things that move you in that right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing about a strategic plan is it's tailored to your specific company, and it's realistic, so you can't do cookie-cutter strategy. Every company has a different set of threats and opportunities, a different set of strengths and weaknesses. And a strategic plan knows that and responds to that world that the company is in with ways to take advantages of the strengths, to avoid the threats, to seize the opportunities. That makes it strategic, too, so that it's thinking in terms of the positioning of the company in regards to its own strengths and weaknesses in the rest of the world.
How much of a strategic plan is based on history, on a taproot? Where have we been?
Well, history is a two-edged sword, because the best place to get reality for any small company is look straight back at what's happened. You look at a sales forecast, for example, and compare it to the past, and let's face it, ugly as it is, it's a much more realistic sales forecast if it's growing in the same sort of rate that it has been growing than if it's going to double. You know, that's just life. Reality comes from the past. On the other hand, one of the real challenges for the business person doing strategy for his or her own business is you have to question assumptions. We live building assumptions from what's happened to us, and over again, the assumptions change. You know, just you mentioned the dot-com.
There's the music. Hang on to that thought,
okay.
Tim. We're going to come back and let Tim finish his thought and bring us some more of his outstanding wisdom from a life of supporting small business owners with their business plans. Tim Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our good friend Tim Berry is our guest. He's president and founder of Palo Alto Software, the folks who make Business Plan Pro 2003. Isn't that the name of the new?
Yes, it is.
Business Plan Pro 2003. And got some exciting new stuff there with the new models. Check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget, folks, that's paloalto.com or bplans.com. Either one of those will take you to where Tim and his folks are. Tim, I interrupted you. You were about to tell us another point
about... Well, you asked an interesting question about the past, and I mentioned double-edged sword because you need to draw reality from the past because it gives you the right scale of things and is very valuable. But on the other hand, working up a strategy, you have to be careful not to get caught in assumptions that are no longer true. And it's a horrible temptation as we go on through the struggle of small business that, no, we tried that 3 years ago and it was disastrous. That phrase might be ruling out something that, in fact, is a new opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tried it, didn't work, been there, done that, denies the fact that things change very quickly. So you want to take the chance to review assumptions again and see if things are still the same. And that can generate new opportunities
mm-hmm.
and improve strategy. So so
we
that's,
got about...
that's the third. I've mentioned three main points. It's long-term, it's focused on priorities, and it's rooted in reality. The fourth one I would say on strategy is it must be market-driven. It must be seeking market opportunities, filling needs that, that people or organizations have. And you, I interrupted you.
No. I was just that's an excellent point that you're making, because this is a biggie. This is a biggie right here, because what we're doing now. Sometimes I think what happens in business planning is people start they build a business plan around what they want to deliver, and what they forget is that ultimately it's only going to work if they have something that people want.
Yeah, and you should start, particularly with strategy, which is a strategic plan then builds down into the bones. You actually have the flesh and the bones and the structure in programs, which have owners and deadlines and budgets, and the programs then build the tactics, and the tactics build the strategy. You want that in the whole strategic plan, but it does start at a higher level conceptually. And at that higher level conceptually, what an opportunity to focus on the needs first. Don't build it and then see where you can sell it, but rather identify the need and build something that fills it. It's a much healthier way to do strategy.
Is this a point where, in your business planning, if you check your position and you say, you know, I really like what I'm doing here and I really like what I'm going to be doing, but I really don't know if, you know, I mean, isn't this a good time to say, you know, I better check and make sure that what I'm proposing to sell is actually something people will buy?
Yes.
And we should stop and go do and sort of go off sheet a little bit and go do that research.
Definitely. The plan is a great opportunity to do some new research. I'm frequently talking to people about what parts of a plan they might skip because they're not doing the formal venture capital. So, you know, your company chapter, if you're just talking to yourselves, skip it. Or your management team chapter, if you're just talking to yourselves in an internal plan, skip it. But what I find myself saying is don't skip the market research ever when you're doing a plan, because new things are happening, and we are so damn busy in small business mm-hmm. that we don't get a chance to look around. And when you take a chance, it might be that you're close to something that could be a big opportunity, and you just have to take a step back and look at it.
Or you're assuming that the research that you did last year for last year's model of your business plan is valid this year, and that's a dangerous assumption. Isn't
it? Exactly. Yeah, that can make you miss opportunities that were there because you're just doing the same thing.
Or invest in something that's died.
Oh yeah, which is even worse.
See, to me, that's the most dangerous part.
So strategy is like an opportunity to move in a direction you want to go. And it takes strategy, because in business, some kind of movements will only happen on the long term.
Tim, I'm going to have to stop you. I think that's a good place to stop, unless you've got a 10-second something that you'd like to tell us. Because
strategy is focus, Jim. That's all.
Strategy is focus. Well said. Tim Berry, thank you very much. Good job again today.
Thank you, Jim.
We can't do without Tim Berry, folks. He's the best. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Read it with a smile. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.